Goes in the wooden and we go here to the hall.
Oh, see, see.
John.
John.
This is
a
softer chair over there, Charles.
No, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm all right.
Well, this is your first time in Ireland.
It is.
Yeah. Jimmy's father, like, as long as I mind, I wasn't very big. I was in Kilkeel with my grandfather. And we met this man up the street. And he was a big man too, with a beard on.
Yeah.
And I was looking at him. The two of them was very like us.
That's Robert
Cousins. Robert Cousins.
Yes.
He was a brother of Henry Cousins.
Yes. Oh, he's a brother.
A brother of Henry Cousins.
Oh, I see.
Brother of Henry Cousins.
I can't remember now if this. I don't think they slept in our house. For at that time there would have been all this family, and my mammy was living at that time.
Right, right. What time was it? What date? Do you remember? Have any idea of when it would be?
I went back into town again tonight, and on the way home, I decided I'd like to celebrate by having a decent meal, not just the takeaways I've been having. It's quite a small town and there aren't a lot of eating houses, but I'd noticed this place called the Mill Restaurant, so I thought I'd go and have something to eat there. When I got inside, I realised it was a pretty ordinary sort of place. A Pakistani proprietor sat me down and gave me a very ordinary looking menu. So I thought, oh well, I may as well have an ordinary dish. So I ordered sausages and vegetables. And he arrived back with two sausages, some chips, and the vegetables consisted of lukewarm boiled carrots and parsnips cut up into rather large chunks. Anyway, I sat there sort of grimly eating through my celebratory meal on this formica table. It's very un-Irish establishment. When something happened, coming out of a speaker just above my head was canned music. Suddenly, I recognised the song. It was called Father and Son. It's very well known. It's a song I've liked for a long time. It goes, you know, but I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Can't remember any of the rest of it, but the words really struck me. The song documents an interaction between a father and a son, which I thought was so interesting, and the son realizing that he has to leave.
All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me.
Thank you.
the son of Robert Cousins.
No, he wasn't.
It was Robert Cousins' sister with his father.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And
why, Mary Ann? I don't know why she called her. But near her.
She married
the sister. And then because her mother's a sister, Robert
waylaid, and there were all sorts of people that I don't think had much to do with me at all, but they all said, have a cup of tea. So.
Tonight, I was just sort of idly gazing out of the window when I noticed the star in the sky. Just one star. And I realised that Pop, as a young man, had probably contemplated the same star. And it occurred to me, why hadn't I thought about that when I'd looked at stars before in New Zealand?
Did you ever visit the quarter with your...
Oh, Dad, yes, when I was young.
Yes.
Before I married.
Yes.
All the girls, the different gangs of girls, they were all made welcome.
Right.
They talk about the bad boys now, but the bad boys was as bad boys then. If they ever knew that any girls was coming, they would have been there and they'd been playing tricks.
Nice.
We used to go on the bicycles. When we went to go home, the bike would be top of a tree. And then, of course, you had to walk home and they could come too.
And then I discovered the harbour. It was just getting dark. I walked down the hill, along a little rickety road with a stone wall next to it. A very narrow harbour entrance, like a channel, sort of artificial channel, that all the fishing boats have to come up, and then in a womb-like harbour where they unload. I was walking along this channel, very black, dirty water, and a boat in the harbour had thrown out a whole lot of fish, herrings, I think, and they were floating in the water, dead. And suddenly, a very large black shape came up out of the black water and swallowed one of these herrings and went back down again. I wasn't quite sure what it was, but then it came back up again and it was a shark. It was quite a big shark. Turned over on its back, it had a dirty silvery belly, and it very delicately ate another one of these floating herrings. But it saw me at the same time and it didn't come up again. Thank you. So I walked and walked, and I came to this new area, this new housing area. And there were these semi-detached houses. Could have been from anywhere. The sort of things I'd seen mile after mile off in some of the new urban areas in London, and actually very similar to state housing areas in Lower Hutt in the 50s. And I particularly noticed the footpath, which was poured concrete slabs, exactly like the footpaths when I was a kid.